Summer school security. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just over 2 weeks since the mass shooting at a Texas elementary school, the school superintendent in Uvalde says law enforcement officers have been added to each campus for summer school, and their goal is to hire more for the new school year.
We're in the process of developing a list of actions we can take to strengthen security on all of our campuses.
Superintendent Hal Harrell also reiterating that no students or staff will return to Robb Elementary, where 19 children and two teachers were killed, but discussions will continue on the future of that site. In Alabama, someone described as a potential intruder has been shot and killed at a school holding a summer literacy program. Officials in Gadsden, northeast of Birmingham, say the person went to several doors trying to get into Walnut Park Elementary, but had an altercation with a school resource officer who called for backup. No word yet on the identity of the person killed, whether they were armed, or why they wanted entry. No students were hurt. President Biden says he's optimistic about the future because of a new generation.
The best educated, they're the most generous, they're the people who have had done the most, they're ready to volunteer, and the least prejudiced folks in the world.
He's at the Summit of the Americas in L.A., where he's expected to unveil a declaration this week pledging regional cooperation on issues including migration. Republicans say Democrats are ignoring what's affecting the American people, including record gas prices, ahead of tonight's primetime hearing on the Capitol riot investigation.
The violence at the Capitol that day was wrong, and we have repeatedly denounced it. But keeping the Capitol safe is not the point of Pelosi's illegitimate select committee.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy calls it a smokescreen for a radical agenda, the committee focusing in part on the run-up to the riot, as then-President Trump challenged the election results. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
State police in Louisiana now under federal investigation over officer violence and racial profiling allegations.
The Justice Department is now opening a so-called pattern or practice investigation into the Louisiana State Police due to a number of beatings by state troopers of black men, Assistant U.S. Attorney General Kristen Clark.
Our goal is to promote transparency and accountability, which ultimately will increase public trust.
One case is the 2019 arrest and killing of Ronald Green, who was killed by troopers after a highway pursuit in which cameras recorded very little and recordings went unreleased. Troopers initially claimed Green died when crashing the car. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Two men face murder charges in connection with last weekend's shooting in a busy entertainment district of Philadelphia. City officials say the new suspects were arrested in Virginia and will be extradited. Three people were killed, several others injured during the shooting. Two other suspects already in custody have not been charged in connection with any deaths. A relative of Bob Saget is helping to sell the star's longtime California home.
The Los Angeles home of late actor and comedian Bob Saget, listed for nearly $7.8 million. Saget reportedly buying the six-bedroom, six-and-a-half-bath house in Brentwood for $2.9 million in 2003, living there for almost 20 years. The star's nephew, Adam Saget, the agent representing the listing with Compass Real Estate, tells the New York Post the nearly 7,000-square-foot residence features an array of smart home technology, saying Bob was very into tech. Saget died in January at the age of 65. Medical officials say from accidental head trauma. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's now down 350 points. The NASDAQ down 210. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.